When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Washington, D.C. Acknowledge me.
Chris Russell on the Team 980.
I'm not trying to be a jerk.
Happy holidays. The Rooster, and correct me ice if necessary, the Macy's Day Parade, New York. It's got to be one of those big events.
Yeah, he's got to be somewhere out there. I mean, you know he's riding on a parade somewhere.
That's right. He's on a float. Can you imagine a rooster on a float? I can imagine anything in the big city. But we promised him that we would not embarrass him, and we would do what we do. Holiday season cheers to all of you here in a victorious week, burgundy and gold. Nothing like it on a victory-filled week coming right into holiday season. And cheers to all of you. Hopefully you'll be surrounded by friends and family. And it's a beautiful thing. The canine community will be at full strength. And we appreciate all of you and what you do, Brother Holder. We're going to waste no time today. Get to it. Pass the word to canines. The doors will be wide open today. You will not be put in a cage. You'll be allowed to be free and to bark and to run and to go and attack people if you please, if they deserve it of it. You'll be able to do that. But we'll have some fun with this. And why not? When we win, we toast the goblets. We smash the glasses. Because it's hard to win in pro football. I mean, this group is they make it look a little easier than it really is. 10 wins is nothing to sneeze on, man. It is so very difficult. But without further ado, Dr. Holder hopefully is with us.
Oh, I'm
and,
here.
Can't say how privileged I am. You've seen a lot of it. You've seen all the ups and downs. That win, to me, is so significant. And again, asterisk by it but we also should get credit when you eliminate an opponent's weapon. That, to me, is strategic warfare. And it was legally done, which I like it even more so. But don't think that people aren't targeting our guy as well. It's just the way the game works. But what was your overall take on the game, Dr. Holder?
Well, first of all, happy holidays to you, Doc Walker. I appreciate you. I appreciate the format. I appreciate the K9 community. Anytime you call, I will answer. And I do want to say that because, you know, you got to get the real stuff on. And that is to understand the brotherhood that we have and to understand that this is the reason for the season, to celebrate Christ and to celebrate life and all that other good stuff. So I first want to stop you with that asterisk thing, right? Because to my understanding, Jalen Hurts doesn't play defense. Jalen Hurts doesn't play defense, and the Commanders were able to put up a heap load of yardage on that defense. So, and if I'm correct, the first time that the Commanders and the Eagles played, there was no Jonathan Allen and there was no Marshawn Lattimore. So, that's the game of football. You know, people get hurt. So,
You know why I say it? I say it because I just want to make the record straight. Pickett's, wasn't he a first round pick?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I understand, he didn't blow the game.
Yeah.
He did not blow the game. Our boys were able to take what they wanted when they needed it.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, Jalen Hurts wasn't in there, but from my understanding,
I gotta be honest to my Philadelphia brethren.
I understand, but when Saquon Barkley only rushes for 27 yards in the second half, that has nothing to do with Jalen Hurts.
Well,
that has nothing to do with Jalen Hurts.
You know that. And I know that, but a lot of people don't. I hear it all the time.
About the game. You asked me about assessment of the game, and my assessment of the game is first take away that asterisk. That was a win, and all the close losses with Steelers, the Dallas game, whatever. I mean, this is a team that just never quit, and it's so good that was the win that they actually were able to grind through the resolve of the team to get through. It was an ugly game. It was an ugly game.
Yeah,
it was like 16 penalties, a player ejection. I mean, it's not an ugly game. It's typical NFC East football in
dog
December.
Fight. Yeah, and you
mean,
know what?
That's
East
what it
fight
is. It ain't pretty. It's like the canine community. It's not pretty, but it's
not.
There.
No, it's not. And it's not perfect. It's not perfect. And let me make an announcement that everybody needs to know. We're not trying to recruit everybody. So don't act like we don't want all of you. You're not worthy of it. So don't fake yourself out. We are only interested in people that understand the basics of tackle football.
Yeah.
You know, we play in the rain. We play in bad weather. We don't need perfect conditions. A lot of you don't get it. And that's okay. You don't have to. But we relish in the fact that Warriors were on that battlefield at Northwest,
and I definitely want to acknowledge that I interviewed Zach Ertz in the locker room.
Oh man,
and I just have such a respect for you, Doc, who played the game. You know, LeVar Arrington told me a long time ago. He said the game of football to him is like a series of car crashes every single snap.
Yeah.
Right. And Zach Ertz is sitting there telling us that the concussion in his head wasn't the issue. He couldn't even put on his clothes because he couldn't move his shoulders. And for him to be able to gear up for that game, which I know you did week after week, and all Riggins and Daryl Green and Monty Coleman and all the guys that I just watched back in the day, Brian Mitchell, you know, just all the car crashes that you all have been through. That's for the love of the game. That's for the love of the game. And to hear Zach Ertz talk about, he said, you only guaranteed 17 of them, and he wanted to be out there with his guys. I mean, that's what this is all about. That's what this is all about.
Right. Well, B. Mitch is certifiably insane.
Oh, yeah.
Like Nelms.
Yeah.
So these brothers are so crazy.
Yeah, he needs
that
to be
they can look up in the air. They can look up in the air and hear the stampede of people coming at them and not flinch.
Absolutely.
And then B. Mitch with that secret weapon he was wearing on his neck, when he dropped that on people, he was hurting them.
Well, listen,
so they should have B. Mitch should have been penalized more than anybody ever played in the NFL. He got away with murder. But that's the kind of dudes that we had here, and I believe the voodoos of the world. We're getting cats like that. That's a vibe. Now, we don't have enough of them. We need more. But in the meantime, it's that Brian Mitchell, Mike Nelms, it's an attitude. Monty Cole, it's dudes that they don't think normally. You can't play this game and think that way. The Packers have it. I'm going to talk about it later in the show about the Packer mindset. They came out in sleeves. Nobody had sleeves on.
Yeah.
The equipment people have on shorts in Lambeau. You know this. You were a world-class athlete. You understand that. Mm-hmm. You expected to win, and your people played in pain. You weren't perfectly in condition when you, I mean, felt your body wasn't perfect. Nobody gets to do that but the spectator. The spectator is the only person that gets to play without a pain. And you can criticize and talk crap and read off all your damn stats because you're in a controlled environment. You're not under any pressure. Ain't nobody kicking your ass. You don't even know what it feels like to be under that kind of pressure. But these brothers we have out there right now that wear that burgundy and gold, they are built for this. And if when they get more soldiers, they won't get them this year. But believe me, when they get enough of them and get rid of all the trash that was once upon here, we will once again have parades in this city. Comrade.
And that's the exciting part when you said help is on the way. I mean,
it's on the way.
The 49ers, the San Francisco 49ers were Super Bowl participants last year and now have been eliminated from playoff contention after week 16. The Washington Commanders were 4-12 last year and now going into week 17 are on the cusp of making the playoffs. The common denominator, Doc Walker, one Adam Peters. The presence and the absence of Adam Peters, things that make you go, right? $100 million in cap space, 7 draft picks, and that dude at the helm? Oh, yeah, help is on the way. We're ahead of schedule. Greedy. I mean, if you're going to be there, you might as well go ahead and
play it out.
But help is on the way. Help is on the way. And this guy, you don't think that Adam Peters is sitting there salivating on what he's going to do with $100 million in cap space and 7 picks? Come on. Yeah.
And you know this, Lou, from covering this sport at the highest level. You don't win this without a few freaks. That young man that wears 5.
So let me. So listen. You told me about it before I came on. You wanted to talk about number 5. Can you indulge me for just a second, Doc Walker?
Yes, sir.
Okay. I got here in 2002. Right, Steve Spurrier's first year, Daryl Green's last year, Patrick Ramsey had the nerve to hold out. Right, don't interrupt me until I'm finished. Here are the list of the quarterbacks, the starting quarterbacks since then: Shane Matthews, Patrick Ramsey, Danny Werfel, Tim Hasselbeck, Mark Brunell, Jason Campbell, Todd Collins, Donovan McNabb, Rex Grossman, John Beck, Robert Griffin III, Kirk Cousins, Colt McCoy, Alex Smith, Josh Johnson, Mark Sanchez, Case Keenum, Dwayne Haskins, Kyle Allen, Taylor Heineke, Ryan Fitzpatrick, who got first hurt in the first half of the opening game and never played again. Garrett Gilbert, one game played because Heineke tested positive for COVID. Carson Wentz, Sam Howell, and now Jaden Daniels. Unbelievable what this franchise has gone through, and now we are set with somebody who has all the skill sets that is just in the locker room. He understands. He's got all the parts. I mean, when you're talking about the running game now, you got to take into consideration that the running game is Jaden Daniels as well. It's not just Brian Robinson. It's unconventional, but the guy can run. He knows how to get out of bounds. He's learning how to get down. The boys, I mean, he's all there. And all those quarterbacks I listed, the wandering, the nomad, the places that we have been to now have the oasis of Jaden Daniels, it's such a good feeling. I know you didn't want to hear that list, but it had to be done.
No, I love it. We're here to educate people.
And listen, that's before I got here. I got here was the Gus Berats and the Jeff Hostetlers and the Trent Greens and the Jeff Jords and the Tony Banks and that whole odyssey. That was even before I got here. And when I got here, I listed all those quarterbacks. They haven't been able to hit it right. Man, they hit it right with this kid.
Well, how were they going to hit it right? They would have just had to been luck. Now you got people, as you mentioned, you started it off the right way. AP.
Oh, yeah.
Structure. I don't care how talented you are. Without structure, it'll be temporary. They're building this for the long haul. And I love you getting contributions from all over the place. And to think that the dude is at his best in crunch time, that's when you know That's what the great ones do. How do they get game GOAT status in prime time in less than a minute or so on the clock? He already got a few of those right now as a toddler.
Yep.
No, dude, yep. This is frightening. You know what it reminds me of?
It's good.
Mike Vick, but finished. He's a refined, he's a next generation, he's morphed. Because when I saw Mike at college, at Tech, he took my breath away. Covering his brother's games. You know it, when you're covering somebody special, they should pay you. You should pay them for the job. Because that's how much fun it is to cover these freaks. And that's how I felt when Mike decided. Now, Mike is transferring that gift into being a teacher. And I know for you as an instructor, as a professor, that has to enlighten you. What is your take on this with Mike Vick?
Man, that was the best news of the week. I mean, I just love the fact that he's from that area. The Tidewater area, for them to give him a shot. I mean, you got to this Deion effect has continued to just resonate, you know, with Georgia, Tennessee State, and now Vic, and there's so many others of the guys that not only love the game, they really wanted to give back to the next generation of athletes. You know, and to not have one HBCU player drafted this year was a travesty, right?
Oh, man.
And it just gnawed at me. There's so much talent. You know, I do some broadcasting for HBCU Go, did a game with Antoine Bethea, and to sit there and to hear him talk about all the talent that's out there that just been overlooked, man, it just makes no sense. But, I mean, you have to have the passion and you have to have the heart. And he has the passion and the heart, and that Norfolk Spartans program is going to be none the better because he's at the helm. That's just great news. You could see he's emotional, the tears and everything like that. It's great news. It's great news. And to see Allen Iverson at the press conference, because he's from the same area and knows his quote or his sound bite was something to the effect that it takes a lot to get out of there. Right. And to get out of there and be successful and now to come back and to give back to that area, man, it's just nothing but joy. That's the real, real good story out there today. Not just the Commanders and winning, but man, that now these athletes now get to witness and get to learn and get to experience football from the mind of somebody who played on that level and had that amount of fame, because he's not only teaching them about the X's and O's, he's teaching them about all the ups and downs. And you know what I'm talking about. All the ups and downs, right?
Yeah. They used to be mad at Mike for not going over game film. And now Mike will be able to talk to young men and recruit them about how to change their life and now utilize his experience. Hell, one of the things I'm most proud of as a broadcaster was being with Glenn Harris, Ron Harris, and Gus Johnson, and being at Howard University doing Air McNair, and Jay Walker in the game of the week.
Yeah.
And looking at that talent.
He just got inducted into the Black College Hall of Fame.
Absolutely, and being introduced to the level of play. And that's why I have respect for Jimmy Johnson. A lot of people in the NFL thought they were too good for it. Jimmy was going down there recruiting and tearing people's behinds off. One of the keys to Cowboys' success was the fact of opening things up and not looking at where a person was from or color of their skin, but their athletic ability. And he gave a lot of those people opportunity, although they paid them less than their counterparts. That's another topic for another day. But you made a very good point on that. Brother Holder, we appreciate you dropping knowledge on us, man. I thought it was festive going into the holidays because we're into facts and we love tackle football. And I'm not down on fantasy. There's some that, look, love Christmas, love the holiday season, and Disneyland and Magic Mountain, King's Dominion. Hey, I'm all into that. But that's not reality. That's not tackle football. And I want us to get back on top in tackle football. And having our place packed with our people and our colors, which are burgundy and gold. And brother,
hey, Doc Walker. Doc Walker.
There. Yes.
It was the show before Christmas, and I'm on with Doc. Thanks for letting me be on with the spot.
Do your thing, man.
All right.
Appreciate that. Thank you. That's Lou Holder. Dr. Lou Holder, as Coach Thompson would say, simply one of the best. We're going to light it up today. DOC in for the Rooster. All the canines are going to be lining up today because they know they will not be forced out of the program today. They will be allowed in. And get ready, because I'm going to unleash ice on you today. This genius is going to be put on display, and you understand why we call him a genius. Back in a moment.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Brother Sheehan is somewhere laughing right now because he knows my little deal. I don't wait until the holidays to play Christmas music. It's an instant. It's like you take an Advil or Excedrin or whatever your choice of pain reliever is. To me, it's Christmas music. And Kevin, I know he's dying laughing now. And I shared this with him many years ago. Why would you limit yourself to something that makes you feel good? And that's being programmed. And trust me, for God's sakes, don't let me change you.
I will say, Christmas music makes me want to have like a glass of hot chocolate or a cup of hot chocolate.
Yeah,
and that's not something. It's not really the best instant response when it's like 90 degrees in July.
That's okay.
Sometimes you need a little bit something cooler.
Yeah, but if you have something that gives you an instant positive response, why wouldn't you utilize it? You know, now I know Kevin and Neil and Rod, they are dying laughing right now because they make fun of me. And I'm going around, and especially if you happen to play anything with Marvin Gaye involved in it in a Christmas sense, then I wouldn't even come back on the air. Because at that point, I'm going to be, like, intoxicated. I mean, there are just certain things about this time of the year, and that's why it's so positive if you utilize it. But to limit yourself to this, you've been programmed to do that. Not me. I broke that spell many, many years ago. And so, but that's your choice. You can stay stuck on stupid for as long as you choose to. But once I found out I have the ability to do this based on my decision making, done. Deal's over. You make fun of it all you want to.
I will. I just have to say for all the callers and everyone listening, good news for you. Currently, the Marvin Gaye Christmas music is still blocked on our account. So
good. Good for you.
Well, good for everyone, because that means that Doc's going to be here for the rest of the...
I'm going to be here the whole time. Now, Nat through. King Cole... If you happen to drop some Nat King Cole, don't tell me in advance.
Okay.
Just do it. Because I'm telling you, it's going to be crazy. Telly, welcome to the Chris Russell Show, a.k.a. Rooster Cock-a-Doodle-Doo. And your boy D.O.C. in here, man. What's up?
Hail to the Redskins, D.O.C. What's popping, my man?
It's Tuesday, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Yes,
today's
sir.
Tuesday, right? Okay, so I'm on the turf on Tuesday, although Rooster, you know, he has me handcuffed a little bit, but still, I'm in the building, and so what we're doing right now is just we're taking over the joint because the boss is kind of like out. He's doing a public appearance, so we kind of going to go roughshod. He'll be, you know, he'll chastise us over it. He'll be the Rooster when he comes back, but hey, nothing you can do about it right now.
No doubt, no doubt. Man, I just got a call in, and I got to speak on to the keys of our victory going into our next game. It's okay. ATL. Again, like I stated before, I love the fight of the team, the squad, and the persistence of never giving up. I want more, and I need more from my OC. I want more. Now that the temperatures drop, we have bruisers that can handle that rock. And when the thing about number five, he's going to do what he does. And all I'm asking from my OC is that we have other weapons too, and it ain't got to be all on him. He's at the helm, and he would do what he do. And I'm just saying, man, and I didn't even see one time the last game with number five was on the center. And I'm just asking, maybe this be my Christmas wish. I'm just asking, he go on the center, and he start feeding them boys in the backside. But that's lined up 5 yards behind him and letting him do his thing, and then coming off of that, play action, bootlegs, and all that. And let Jayden do his thing. Jayden ain't gonna do his thing. He gonna do his thing regardless. But I want more. Hell okay. To the Redskins.
Well, here's the deal. Appreciate that. Keys to victory. Well, again, your holiday wish to the coach, the OC, and I'm with you under center. I'm not sure I'm right or wrong. I'm uncomfortable when the quarterback's not under center in my run game. Doesn't mean I'm right. They don't pay me a dime for that decision and that commentary. But we do have to have an opinion on this. If you're not undefeated, I think we do have the right to have an opinion. Jonesy, K9, welcome home.
Hey, Doc, how you feeling? Merry Christmas. And tell Manny Hike, I mean, he play everything he wants, but just play me one. Chuck Brown, Merry Christmas, babe. I need to hear sometime during the broadcast. But here's the thing. I love the win. JD5 is special, but we got to also give some love to Frankie Louvu. That boy is special, too. Hard hitting and very special. He's all over the field. I mean, my goodness. I mean, you can't ask for no more out of a guy like that. It's a pass rusher, whether he's playing defensive end, linebacker, safety at this point. I mean, he can almost look like he can do it all as well. But going forward, what I would like to see is more run game and talking to B-Rob and holding on to the rock a little tighter. You know, we know she was playing a top-rated defense. But moreover, I want to, if any, because you know we always have opposing fans listening to the show, and especially Eagles fans. I need them to stop all these excuses. You lost the game. Doesn't matter how you lost. We didn't have Jalen. Oh, your man jumped off sides. When y'all do it all the time, you know, with that boy Johnson. I mean, just stop it. You lost the game. Take the L like you're supposed to take the L, like we have. We've been doing it for years. We've been taking L, and we haven't been really, you know, complaining about this. We've been complaining about the losing, but we have not been complaining about how.
Yeah. Well, Jones, you know what the thing about it is? Look, the bottom line is that the scoreboard does not lie. And the scoreboard never has a place on it where it says footnotes. It just says win or lose. So we all know. Everybody that knows football knows that we took advantage of a situation and we won. People that don't know will never know. So who cares? Got to move, brother. Time for it to get to trending. I hope you feel me on that. Y'all worry too much about people that don't know the game, and they'll never know the game. They're not interested in the game. They're interested in making money on the side of the game, and I'm not mad at them. I wish I was good enough to do that. I'm not mad. Just stay in your lane. And if you stay in your lane, we got no problem with you. Back in a moment. Oh, this gave me a headache last night. Capitals fall to Boston Bruins 4-1. It really wasn't indicative of the score. The Bruins, man, they were determined to keep the Capitals out the crease. Washington, I thought they were up for the challenge. But, man, when you get a five-minute major and you don't get a shot on goal, come on, Slim. Even your dog knows, understands that that's no way to win. And if, as a result, they don't. 4-1 down. Caps are now 10 wins to 6 defeats without OV. Packers put on a clinic on how to play high-level tackle football outdoors in the cold weather. If you'll notice, nobody had on sleeves. Packers came out and said, this is how we roll. And they showed that New Orleans was soft as a donut. And the Saints come up getting swiped 34 to nothing. Timberwolves, MVP. And I don't know where you stand with Anthony Edwards, or as some folk call him, Ant-Man. He giving back now. Young fella, I know you loaded with the coin, but you're giving up $75,000 to the association for public criticism of the officiating, using inappropriate, profane language. Slim, you're going to remember this. Ice, these people don't give it. They're giving away all this cheddar when you're young. It's going to come a time you're going to wish you hadn't done that in a 113-103 loss to Golden State. Ant-Man has been fined now 3 times in the past 5 weeks for $135,000. And that's what's trending. Is that Bing?
That is Bing and Buble.
And, oh,
the
man.
The combo. New and old.
Oh. Boy, I hope Coach Sheehan is listening, man. I really do. He'll make fun of me tomorrow, as all of them do, but that's okay. How can you not like that? I was talking to the Wolverine, Brian Carpenter, man, and they've been in a great text thread deal with D-League, Mike Cruz, a Buckeye. This Buckeye-Wolverine thing is just so good. It's one of the things why I love college football so much. And even though it's been kind of messed up right now, but don't try to fix it. But the fact that we care, that we care about matchups and rivalries, and we know now we've been in the abyss. And now we've got an owner that's bringing us back to the point that we will become relevant again. You don't realize how irrelevant you are until you get a taste of it again. That Eagle victory, no, there's not going to, that game's not going to Canton. But you found a way to win. You lose all those games in the past when you were being run by Dumb and Dumber. And so, it's Mr. Josh Harris. Now, he'll celebrate a birthday on game day. And so, how lucky is he to be able to celebrate that? And how lucky are we to have him? As now you can understand what the return to glory really means. But it's not just one person. But it's impossible to do it if you're not powerful from the top down. You heard Lou Holder mention Adam Peters. Organizations have to be structurally put intact so that they can sustain blizzards, sustain storms, because it's not going to be tough times.
Can I just say,
to sustain it,
with them building this team and with the emergence of Jaden Daniels, I mean, obviously we've talked about the dominance of Terry McLaurin, how important he is to this offense.
Gotta say scary when you say his name.
Now. Oh.
You can't say Terry without saying scary.
Well, he's Mary Terry right now. It's Christmas. He's no longer. He is still Scary Terry, but for the next 48 hours, he's Mary Terry.
Okay, I'll give you that. He's a bad man.
With him being that bad man, one thing I don't feel like we're talking about enough is the fact that he wasn't getting the ball early in the season. And instead of a lot of these other diva wide receivers that we see across the league that would be freaking out, he was just quiet. He said, I'll get mine. We'll figure it out. I have faith in my quarterback. And throughout the entire season, you have had wide receiver one not always getting the ball, but always having faith that if he runs the route, his guy will see him. And we've seen that increase, and we've seen the plays that Jaden's been able to make to other guys because of his ability to have faith in his wide receivers. And I think that all stems from having this all-star wide receiver that's had to deal with 6-7 quarterbacks in his career come in without an ego and just say, do it.
You're a former athlete. So you are part of the minority. You're speaking from a way you've been in a team sport. You've had to perform injured.
And it's always the guy who is the leader of the team isn't necessarily the fastest, the strongest, whatever. The leader of the team is the guy who's able to bring that out of everyone else around him.
Bingo. I mean, we work at our station right now. The Rooster, he's a celebrity. You know, and the Whale, okay? You've got two high-pro celebrity types. And what do? They go after it back and forth. Because why? Because it's a pecking order, and they're both fighting for a position in that. And we come in there blue-collar. We simply want to get the message to the people, period. Larry and La Plata, what's on your mind?
Hey, Doc. Usually I try and call, as you know, at least once every weekend during your show, so I would be remiss and not wishing you, first of all, a very, very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thank you. And I hope the best for you.
The second thing, I don't think what has gotten enough attention is the decision Joe Witt Jr. made, where he pretty much, I'm sure, said, well, Kenny Pickett may beat me, but I'll be damned if Saquon Barkley is going to beat me. And he put eight people in the box, pretty much, for the last three quarters of the game and kept them to field goals. That defense for three quarters against Saquon Barkley, arguably the first or second best back in football, was absolutely amazing on Sunday in shutting him down.
Yeah, and another thing, too, and that shows you those of you that have questioned Jalen Hurts, now you see his value. Kenny Pickett is not the reason they lost the game. Kenny Pickett did what a first-round pick, who's a backup quarterback, should. He came in, he's not the reason they lost. But it shows you the greatness of Saquon. And then our boys battled, and they cut him down. They made him mortal. He's usually super freak. They made him mortal. And Pickett couldn't beat him with his arm. His legs were not even in question. That's where Hurst is so valuable. And they had a major drop and a major flop. And that's all you need. If we have Count Dracula on our side, which is JD5. And that's what measures it out. That shows you what the league is at. Nobody does it alone. Okay? So we thought Thunder 8 was going to be the guy. That wasn't happening. You don't have to be disappointed because you can't. Well, you're going to get 4th-and-1. You think you're going to just run over the Eagles? You better rethink that calculation. That's how good they are. But what we proved is that we can figure it out and our guys aren't scared. Luvu and boys. See, we got some attack dogs right now. Now, we're thin, but we got a big heart. And we got 5, and we got Scary, and we got some boys that they want the ball as a unit now. takes a lot of us to get it done, but we can get it done. But make no mistake about it. You cannot make a critical error. And don't talk your let your friends playing Madden talk you into thinking that you're better than the Eagles. You beat them. But trust me, Slim, you took advantage of it, and God bless you for that. But only the people that know very little about tackle football thought you were going to win that at home. And if they don't tell you that, then they're lying to you. And I would never, ever lie to you. Jack A, K9, what's going on?
What up, Doc, baby? Merry Christmas. Happy holidays to your little Maddie over there. But look, hey, Doc. So listen, this is what I was trying to get the Eagles fans on Twitter to understand. First off, Jalen Hurts doesn't play defense. Your defense gave up those points. But what I tried to explain to one of the guys was, I said, when Jalen Hurts went out, y'all had 7 points. I said, y'all do know that Kenny Pickett put up 26 points. So he didn't play bad. It wasn't Kenny Pickett's fault that – yeah, and I kept trying to tell them. They kept saying, oh, y'all happy because y'all beat a backup quarterback. I said, well, guess what? When y'all knocked out all of San Francisco's quarterbacks to go to the Super Bowl, y'all wasn't talking about how y'all knocked out all their quarterbacks. So
you damn sure were they wouldn't. Hey, look, Jackie, if you put the equipment team in and I beat you, I wouldn't give a crap. I take the ring. I'm going to the Super Bowl. The only people that say that stuff are sore losers.
Are sore losers. Exactly. And, dog, sore losers. I told them. I said, ain't Kenny Pickett on y'all 53-man roster?
That's right.
He's y'all backup quarterback. If y'all first-string quarterback go out. So, obviously, your coaches thought he was good enough to get the job done.
And he was.
Something happened to Jalen Hurts. And that's what I told him. I said, he did a good job, but guess what we did? I said, JD5, he shredded that number one defense, and now y'all pissed off. I said, guess what? Take the L and go cry some more. I said, bye, Eagles, bye. Happy holidays, Doc. Thanks for taking
Happy holidays, baby. Hey, let me tell you something, too, Jack A. Here's another thing you got to tell him about it. That's one thing I love about the NFC East. We don't ever have a hate thing going. Because we understand, we'll settle it again. Because we play 3 times a year when we own our game.
Oh, yeah.
See, we play 3 times a year. So, all that talk, save it. We'll see you later.
Thank you.
There you go. We'll see you later. Ain't nobody afraid of the Eagles.
I know, but this is the thing. And I tried to tell them all. I said, listen, our offense couldn't get moving. In the first game, I said, are y'all forgetting we were still in the lead with 6 minutes left in the fourth quarter? I said, don't act like y'all pounded us because you didn't. I said, we couldn't get moving and we had an injured quarterback, but you don't see us making that excuse that our quarterback was injured. Y'all got us. Okay.
Yeah.
Y'all came to us. We beat that butt. Now, when we play y'all again, because third time is a charm, it's going to be a dogfight and we ready for it.
Yeah, see, they think you're scared to come up there. Ain't nobody scared of them, see? But that's okay. We don't even focus on them now because they're not next. Keep your focus, K9. Who is next? Next is a dirty bird. See, don't get caught up going backwards. We don't do the rearview mirror. We look straight forward. Next is a dirty bird. DC, you're next on the Rooster format. What up?
Great day, Doc. How you feeling?
Slim, I'm good, baby. I'm victorious. People are healing. We're in the battle. We've got the biggest game in the NFL Sunday. It's the biggest game in the league. That's how I look at it. And it's at Northwest. And we're playing an opponent that feels like they have second life, new win. And I like it like that. And it's in front of the world. Now, how you think I should be feeling?
Hey, Doc, you feeling the way you should, and I know you definitely see them new dogs that we got added to the dog pound. Marshawn Lattimore, he out there fighting. And guess what? They calling penalties on him. Him and AJ going at it.
Yeah.
He don't care. Call another one. I'm going to be here. He ain't never hang his head down. He stayed in the fight. He stayed
Alvin
in the
Walton.
Game.
I
and
loved
I'm pretty
it.
sure when he pulled his hamstring, he was probably like, let me go back out there, coach, on one leg. And then we got Johnny Newton out there. Dog. We already know about Luvu. We already know about JD. We already know about McLaurin. But then guess who what? That old dog Jameson crowded and showed back up. He been
Thank
here for
you.
2 weeks and he performed excellent.
Thank
for
you,
two K-9. Weeks.
See, you he did your homework. You did your homework
he
last
on
night.
Cold ice, and he coming out there playing like he got ice water in his veins. Doc. Hey, that dog pound growing, man, and you know what that means. Come on, Atlanta. It's time. You know, dogs like to chew on bones, and it's some bird bones coming up.
Well, you know that, man. That's what I'm saying. But they're next. And that's all I'd be focused on is that they're next. And if I'm them, they're not scared. See, they're not going to be like New Orleans. New Orleans was scared to death in Green Bay. See, Green Bay came out. The equipment man had on shorts. That's what I love about the NFL. Because it's mind over matter. The equipment man had on shorts. None of the Packers had on long sleeves. None of them.
Yes, indeed.
See, and that's mind over matter. Talking about the cold. Nobody thinking about no weather. When you trying to get a Lombardi trophy, weather.
It's about the game. The weather don't matter. You're going to have to play in it no matter what. Wherever you
Slim.
Are.
Slim. People survive on mountains. They survive in the wilderness with no food for a week. The question is, are you built for it? And if you made the team, you built for it. If not, they picked the wrong guy. Picked the wrong guy. That's the problem around here. They've been so soft, run by these donut factory employees. Now we got the right people. We're locked in and we loaded. And we're about to do something special if we just stay committed to the plan. Our plan now to take a break. We just got word from the park that Skeletos on the beat, Donna Hopkins, joins us when we return here on the Chris Russell Show. DOC and Ice, dangerous combination. Matthew Ice, you catching on quickly. No better remedy, man. Soothing of the soul. Kelly out in Hyattsville. Welcome to the Russell Show, DOC and Ice. Filling in for our famous host.
Unfortunately, we no longer have Kelly.
Okay, where do you want to go? Where should we go now?
I think we should go to a good friend of the show. I think we've both been on his podcast before. Why don't we go to Toothpick?
Oh, my God. Pick is there? Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Pick.
Hey, what's good, Doc? Hey.
Victory. Victory.
Yes, sir. Matty Ice is indeed catching on. But if you really want to see Doc blow his top, lose his mind, throw a little Temptations on there, and then we got him cooking with grease for real. Doc, listen. One of the things that we complained about for a good long time with our team was our coaches failed to make adjustments. And first caller you took today talking about you want to pound the rock, pound the rock, pound the rock. Well, the coaches made the adjustments because we had no running game. And they made the adjustments to put the game into the hands of number five. And number five didn't disappoint. He gave you five touchdowns and two interceptions and a 200-plus yard game. Won the game, right? The defense stepped up as well. Special teams did their thing as well. But you had no running game. You didn't keep bumping your head versus a brick wall. You made adjustments. So that's what good coach. That's what good coaches and good teams do, is they make adjustments. They have a plan, but when that plan doesn't work, they make adjustments. Doc, now, we looking forward. The Bulldog not talking to me this week, right, because we got a date this Sunday. And, you know, everything's on the line for both teams, right? One of us is going to make it to the playoffs, the other one ain't. So I don't know what to tell him, but we looking good. And he's just now getting his rookie going, and he's a little bit upset that Atlanta spent so much money to get our old quarterback right now. So I don't know what to tell him, Doc.
Well, it's going to be interesting. As long as everybody's in it, the first week of college was disappointing to me. because I expected a few more dog fights. I mean, these routes. And hopefully it'll just get better and better, because now you can't talk your way. Your NIL don't mean nothing. All the money you got, you know, we saw that when Michigan went in and gutted Ohio State and all that money. They couldn't get first down. Now they came out roaring, but who you roaring against? So I believe it when you see it. I believe it when you see it. Show me what you got, and we will find out. That's what makes college. So you can't talk your way into it. You got to block and tackle your way into it, and all your five stars and all that. Prove it. Prove what you have.
Yeah, Doc. I mean, it's a big one both ways. But he's talking about them Falcons coming up to visit the Commanders. You know,
Falcons are a good team. They're a good team.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not mad at them. And this boy Penix, he played. I'd rather play Kirk. But that didn't work out. Kirk ran out of juice. This dude, I watched him rip up people. I mean, but again, every week it's going to be a different pro. Now, let me see how Penix operates with a helmet in his gut, in his ribs.
Right.
In his lower back. I don't judge a quarterback standing in the pocket. I judge him getting up off the ground. And if he can get up off the ground and still be a badass, then he gets my vote. If we don't hit him, we don't deserve to win. This is not 7-on-7. So if we don't get to him, then I shake his hand after the game. Then I got to reevaluate, who the hell am I paying? I'm paying all these people with bags and I can't get to a quarterback. Then that's my fault. Got to run, Pick. Give my best to the first lady. Tell her good luck tomorrow in the game. We got to take a break when we come back. We will find out what's happening from the park. Donna Hopkins is on location, and I like all my information to come from people that are there, not people online. Back in a moment.